December 28th, Thursday, December 28th, the Arizona Wildcats, ranked 14th in the nation, will be in San Antonio taking on the 12th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners in the Valero Alamo Bowl, their first bowl appearance since 2017. And joining us now to talk about it is the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Jed Fish, who joins us on the Arizona Sports Line. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning to you guys. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well. Probably not as well as you guys are doing. Great season. Congratulations on that. Nine wins. Update us on the preparation for the bowl game and how it's all going.
Yeah, everything's good right now. We're out on the road recruiting. Our players are in the building, working out, running, lifting, doing some film study on their own. And then we'll get back at it on Friday, and we'll start a two-week kind of all-in preparation for Oklahoma, and we'll have two full weeks to practice for them.
Jed, as my partner said, fantastic season. I thought you got robbed for Pac-12 Coach of the Year. I thought it should have been you in a breakaway victory, but that's irrelevant to what I'm about to ask you. What are the challenges now to build on this groundbreaking season you guys just executed?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, challenge-wise, I'm not really feeling many of those. I think it's more opportunity than anything else. You know, I think people want to come to Arizona now, and they want to be a part of this. And recruits are calling us, and transfer portal guys are calling us. And now you have a situation where you've got a team that is hungry, a team that really looks back and said, the what-ifs. What if we what if we finished, you know, that game against Mississippi State the way we think we should have in that fourth quarter? What if we, you know, were able to hit on a couple balls against Washington? Or what if we were able to hit on that second overtime two-point play and the game's over? And, you know, what does that look like? And I think our guys are dying to get to that and feel as if we have a spot and a chance that it could be a lot better in the years to come.
Jed Fish, the Arizona Wildcats head football coach, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Coach, we know the situation that you took over when you got to Tucson that first year. It was rough, one win. You increased that win total to 5, then to 9. In terms of what you expected in, on trajectory, is this where you expected to be after 3 years on the job?
I'd say this is where we hope to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew that, and I said it from day one. I said that first year, that was year zero for us. I mean, we weren't able to sign a recruiting class. We had no scholarships available. They were coming off of a devastating loss. We weren't able to. Spring ball was very complicated due to COVID still at that point in time. And then, you know, we weren't a very good football team in 2021. But, you know, we felt we would get good, and we felt we'd get good fast. And we didn't know how fast, and we didn't know what it would look like. But we were able to stay together. We were able to have great continuity. Nobody panicked. And when that happened, it enabled us to be able to really bring in a group of players in 2022. You know, first off, bringing in Jaden DeLora and Jacob Cowing and Tanner McLaughlin, to name a few, in the transfer portal in 22. Followed by the recruiting class of 2022 is really what enabled this turnaround to occur.
Now, clearly you came here with a great reputation of being able to develop and work with quarterbacks. Clearly that was on display this year with the way Noah took over and the way he shined in the back half of the season. How important is that and along those lines to have an offense that is just so dynamic and creative and fun to watch? How are those the selling points? I bet they're very, very positive.
Yeah, I think we're entertaining to watch, which I think makes a big difference. Our fan base has really started coming back out. Games have become fun. Student body has been great to have out there at the Zona Zoo. And the quarterback position is very important, you know. And in 2021, we really struggled at that position. In 22, we brought in Jaden, and we wound up jumping up to, I think, 6th in the country in passing offense. And this past year, we've been able to continue to remain in the top 10 in almost every category offensively, top 18 in, you know, total yards, but top 10 in red zone, top 10 in third down. And I think that's what draws wide receivers here. And I really believe it's what draws all players here.
Jed Fish, Arizona Wildcats head football coach, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. More on Noah Fifita, obviously a player that you liked, saw very limited action last season. This year steps in for the injured Jaden Delora, and you want to talk about an eye-popping performance. I mean, did you know what you had in Noah Fifita this whole time? Because he was just outstanding this year, Coach.
Yeah, I think with Noah, I mean, we kept he was a true freshman last year. But he immediately became our number two and, you know, just kept working, kept developing. He's the most incredible person and just works extremely, extremely hard, loves the game of football and was always going to, you know, when the opportunity arose, he was going to take it and he was going to run with it and take advantage of it. And whether that be through graduation or whether that in this case be through an injury, when Noah had his chance to get on the field, he just played exceptionally well and has, I would say, gotten better every week. And I think it really demonstrated in these last couple games with the Utah game and the ASU game.
All right, there's a lot of big-time jobs, a lot of big-time money in college football. It seems every Arizona alumni I talk to, they're over the moon happy at the fact that they might have two championship-caliber teams in both the major revenue-producing sports in football and basketball, but they're also all worried that you're going to leave at some point in the future. How would you characterize your happiness and your ability to stay in one place? How do you respond to people who carry those fears?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just kind of goes along with the job. And if you win, people are going to think that you're going to leave. But I don't know why we would do that. My family loves it here in Tucson. I've got a sixth grade and ninth grade daughter. They love it. And, you know, we're just getting started here. We believe we have an opportunity here to turn Arizona football and to have the same success that Arizona basketball has had over the last 30 years. But to do that, you got to have continuity. To do that, you've got to have constant support. And to do that, you got to be able to keep your coaches and keep your players. And that's what we're working really hard to do.
Yeah. Jed Fish, our guest here on Arizona Sports. College football at this time is interesting, especially when you head into bowl season. I think there's a lot of coaches at a lot of programs around the country that are maybe having problems totally motivating their team for a bowl game. First bowl game for Arizona since 2017. I'm guessing that's not going to be a challenge for you. I'm sure these guys are raring to go.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that. Well, first of all, we're playing Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to not get motivated to play Oklahoma. I mean, this is the program that's won 7 national championships, 7 Heisman Trophy winners. So that's first. Secondly, we have an opportunity to possibly finish in the top 10 in the country. Mm-hmm. Top 15, top 10, but we can't miss out on that opportunity. So our players are extremely excited about it. And if you love football and you have a chance to play one more game, I'm not exactly sure how you could not get motivated, but I have seen it. I have seen a lot of guys opting out. I've seen a lot of guys not playing the game. Fortunately for us, that's not the case.
And Oklahoma's going through a situation where their quarterback entered the transfer portal, so he's not available for the bowl game. How does that change what you're going to see, if anything, offensively from Oklahoma in this game, Coach?
Well, they have an elite freshman on their team. I think it'll be a battle freshman quarterback, yeah. Which is pretty amazing. In the Alamo Bowl. I don't know the last time that probably happened there. But, you know, Jackson Arnold, who I assume will be the starting quarterback for them, is a fantastic 5-star quarterback with all the accolades in the world. And I'm sure it'll be a great challenge for our defense to go against them, but we're real excited about it.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
You
know, as a Sun Devil, I have to begrudgingly say congratulations on a great season. And thanks for that butt whipping at the end of the year. Really appreciate that. But congratulations. Best of luck in the Alamo Bowl against Oklahoma, Coach.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.